Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement.net podcast for Friday, April 13th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our privilege each weekday morning to prepare and share these messages in various ways over the internet, including this podcast. Today's message is titled, On Fire for God. The scripture text is from two verses in the Bible, both New Testament verses by the Apostle Paul, Romans 12, verse 11, and 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 19.
Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Do not put out the Spirit's fire.
Brooksine and I enjoy a variety of hot peppers. She makes a delicious candied jalapeno jelly that has just the right amount of sweet and hot and cans it for various dishes. She is especially famous, in our small world anyway, for her jalapeno quiche that uses this jelly. But I recall getting into some extra hot peppers that bring back quite a memory. I was visiting with some men in a produce distribution facility, and they gave me a pepper to try. They told me, with a twinkle in the eye, that it was a rather hot pepper. I figured that was okay because I like hot peppers, so I brought one home to Brooksine and asked her to cut it up into my salad. Now, I should have known something was up when I heard her and Esther laughing as they prepared the salad. After sitting down at the dinner table, I took a small bite, and my, oh my, was that ever a blistering hot pepper. I downed several glasses of water, trying to quench the hot taste and cool my flushed face. And as I recall, I took some milk as well. I guess they have different advice for what you need to take. I called one of the fellows who gave me the pepper. He told me the name of the pepper is habanera. It was a fairly new pepper on the market at that time. It's five times hotter than the jalapeno. My mouth was sure on fire.
Well, being on fire is an expression used to describe a real sold-out, committed believer. The daily scripture texts teach that this is how we ought to be. The underlying Greek word for fervent is zeo, which means to be hot. It's used to describe the preaching of Apollos in Acts 18:25, who spoke with great fervor. The challenge in the spiritual life is to keep your spiritual fervor. I sure find a tendency for mine to wane, and I need to regularly heed Paul's words to Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God.
We also need to heed that short word of exhortation expressed in the second verse used today, and not put out the Spirit's fire. Many are familiar with the King James Version of this, quench not the Spirit. The word for quench literally means extinguish, and although I am thankful for fire extinguishers, as well as the extinguishing effect of lots of water and milk after eating a hot pepper, we need to be very careful that we do not extinguish the Spirit's fire.
Let's pray together. Father, help us to stir up the fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives through faithful reading and application of the Scriptures. Though there are daily temptations and experiences that want to extinguish the fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we thank you that your abiding presence in our hearts is greater than the foe that seeks to deter us. May we always be attentive to your still small voice and the convicting power of your Holy Spirit as we keep our spiritual fervor in serving you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And it is a joy to share with you, including a rather humorous story from our lives that we believe illustrates a spiritual principle. Well, I do have some additional notes. We do up on the board today on the email post and website, including a lengthy note from Brooksine regarding peppers, if you care to read it. Also have several songs that we feel would further support the message today. One is Shine, Jesus, Shine, and I found the version online by the original artist on his website, Graham Kendrick. And also a song that Brooksine suggests called This Is My Desire. Have a couple of photos up on the site today as well. Have one of a habanero pepper if you're curious as to what it looks like. And also a beautiful Lancaster County farm scene right here where we live, although it sure seems that spring is slow in coming. We've got a cold, windy, blustery day today. But thankful for our home and our ability to share these words with you. May you be encouraged today and stay faithful and on fire for the Lord.